We continue now with lesson number 21 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today, we'll go further into the sixth perek with Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel, the second and third Mishnayos of the sixth perek. Ho'isha She'omra. We're continuing now. Remember yesterday, the concept of a shliach kabbalah, a shliach designated by the woman to act in her stead and to receive the get from her husband, in which case, when the husband gives the get to the shliach kabbalah, that's it. She is now migureshes. Ho'isha sha'amra. Suppose the woman says to a shliach, hiskabel li giti. She designates him as a shliach kabbalah. And let me paint the picture of the scenario. The shliach comes back to her and says, I did what you told me. I went to the south of France. Your husband gave me the get, and therefore you're megureshes. But I hate to tell you this. I don't have the get with me now. Get's not here. In this case, says the Mishnah, tzricha shtei kitei edim. She requires two pair of witnesses if she is going to go and remarry on the basis of the fact that she's divorced. She needs two sets of witnesses. Shnayim she'omrim bifoneinu omro. She needs two witnesses to say, yes, we know this woman designated this shliach to be a shliach kabbalah. That's step one. Ushnayim, she also requires two witnesses. She'omrim bifoneinu kibel v'kora, to say, we saw this man receive the get from the husband. In other words, we saw the actual clincher, the divorce, but we also saw v'kora, that he took the get and tore it to pieces. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is speaking in a time of shmad, a time when the goyim, under whose dominion we were, didn't permit us to do mitzvahs and prohibited the whole procedure of a get. So therefore, what would happen was the get would be written, it would be given to the woman, or in this case to the shliach, and the shliach, after he took it, accepted it, would tear it up to pieces and throw it in the sea. You don't have to keep a get. Once it's given to you, you're divorced. And after that, you might want to keep it for your records or proof. But if the circumstances are that it's better not for it to be torn to pieces, you tore it to pieces. There's much more to be said about this, but I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. The Mishnah continues and says, "Afilu hein horishonim vehein hoacharonim." You don't need a total of four people, two on the designation of the shliach and two on the reception of the get. It's sufficient to have a total of two people. The same two people, Reuven and Shimon, saw Mrs. So-and-so designate the shliach to be a shliach kabbalah, and the same Reuven and Shimon were also around when the husband gave that get to the shliach. That's fine too. Or, o echad min harishonim, v'o echad min ha'achronim, v'o echad min storef imoem. Suppose Reuven saw the woman designate so-and-so as the shliach kabbalah, and Shimon was there too. So Reuven and Shimon were both witnesses to the designation of the shliach. And Levi and Shimon saw the husband give this get to the shliach kabbalah. So you have echad min harishonim in our example, Reuven. V'yechod min ha'achronim, in our example, Levi. V'yechod mitztoref imohem, and one Shimon, who is by both occasions. That's fine too. The Mishnah continues. Naro hama orosa. Suppose you have a young girl who is in the stage of a naro. She's between 12 years old and 12 and a half, and she is betrothed to a man. Naro hama orosa. As we have studied and will study, we've learned about this a little bit in Maseches Nedorim. We will learn more about it in Maseches Kesuvos. That a girl in that stage, she's a Na'ara, so she's still, in a certain sense, in her father's home. She's so young. On the other hand, she's betrothed A man came over to her and said, Harayat mikudesh esli, she's ma'uroso. So she has not yet left the rishus aviha, and therefore, if the orus, the fiancé, which is really technically already her husband, except there hasn't been a chuppah yet, if he divorces her, which is required if he wants to break up the relationship, he via viha mekablen eskita. Either she herself can take the get from her orus, or even the father doesn't know about it, she's a na'ara, she's already 12 years old, or her father can accept the get on her behalf without her knowledge or permission, because the Torah gave a father of a na'ara, a father of a girl in that interim stage, 12 to 12 and a half, b'ne'ureha be'saviha. So it can go either way. So believes the Tanakhama. However, Omar Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no way. Ein shtei yadayim zochos ka'achas. You can't have two people playing the same role, and either this one can do it or that can do it. Ela aviha mekabel eskito bilvad. Since the father has certain dominion over her, b'ne'ureha be'saviha, so therefore the father and only the father can receive the get from the orus. However, suppose she has no father, her father's died and she's an orphan, then she, Anaira Hama Orosa, can herself receive the get from the Oros, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah adds an important halacha. V'chol she'eino yecholo lishmor eskita. If a woman is irresponsible, she's incompetent, totally, and irresponsible, and can't watch her get, can't control her get, can't keep her get safe. For example, a very young girl, eino yecholo lehiskaresh, she cannot become divorced. Even if her father receives the get for her, some people understand, some of Farshim understand, because the Pasuk says, v'shilcha mi beso, divorce involves shilcha, sending her away. Sending away means, goodbye lady, we're divorced, bye bye, she's gone and she doesn't come back. But suppose you have someone, you tell her on Monday, you're divorced, goodbye, on Tuesday morning she comes back. She is, mishalcha v'chozeres, that's not shiluach, that's not divorce. And this woman who is so immature that eini yachol lishmor eskita, the get cannot take effect. Others say that she cannot accept the get on her own behalf because she is eini yachol lishmor eskita, but her father can do it on her behalf because her father will make sure that she doesn't go back Tuesday to her husband if she's been divorced on Monday. But we continue now with Mishnah Gimel. Katana Sha'omra, suppose a katana, a girl less than 12, who is married. For example, her father married her off to someone. And she says, in her married state, to a shliach, hiskabeli giti, I want you to be my shliach lekabola. And it's a situation where her father is now dead, so she is a yesoma, she's an orphan, there's no father to accept the get on her behalf, A. And B, she may be 9, 10, 11, but she is perfectly able lishmor eskita. She knows what's involved in a divorce, and she knows she better keep this for the records, this document, and she knows that once she's divorced on Monday, she's not going back to her husband on Tuesday. Then, that's fine, she can receive a get herself, but if she says to a shliach lekabola, you be my shliach lekabola, eino get achiyakia get liyoto. The divorce that the shliach lekabola receives on her behalf is no divorce. The divorce must reach her hands. The reason being, as we will see, because a katana, a minor, a girl less than 12, cannot effect shlichus, doesn't have the power of agency, of designating the shliach as her messenger, as her agent, acting on her behalf. Therefore, if the husband gave the get to the shliach kabbalah that she made, and then changes his mind, he can change his mind. Yachzor, he can change his mind as long as the get doesn't reach her. She'en katano se shliach, because a minor cannot designate a shliach. The power of agency, of declaring someone my agent, my shliach, my messenger, one has to be an adult, not a child. Avo. Imom alo aviho, suppose if the father was alive, and the father marries her off, and then says to a shliach, say v'hiskabe leviti gito, please go and be a shliach kabbalah on behalf of my daughter. Go to where my daughter's fiancé, where the Oros lives, and receive from him a get for her, then the shliach is a shliach kabbalah. And as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach, she is divorced, and therefore imrotzo lahachzir, if the husband says, hey, give me back that get, lo yachzir, the shliach should not give it back to her. Too late, because the father does have the power to designate a shliach on behalf of his daughter. The Mishnah continues. Ha'omer l'shliach. If a person says to a shliach, an adult man says to a shliach about his adult wife, tein get zeh l'ishti b'mokom ploni. Give this get to my wife in Yerushalayim. Unisano lo b'mokom acher. And the shliach delivers the get to her in Bnei Brak. Since the husband said to the shliach explicitly, give it to her in Yerushalayim, and he did not give it to her in Yerushalayim, he gave it to her in Bnei Brak, posel, the get is invalid. Because the husband wants bedafka, for whatever reason, I want the divorce to take effect in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak. Maybe he's embarrassed in Bnei Brak, he doesn't want people to know about it, whatever his reasons. But he has the power to stipulate, only give it to her in place X and not in place Y. But if he says to the shliach, give this get to my wife. And by the way, you know where she is? She's in Yerushalayim. Harehi b'mokom ploni. Unisana lo b'mokom acher. And the shliach gives the get to the wife in Bnei Brak, kosher. Then the get is kosher. Because he didn't say, give it to her in Yerushalayim. He said, give it to her. And her address is in Yerushalayim. He's what's called Maramokom. He's giving her he's acting as the telephone directory. She lives on such and such a street in Yerushalayim. But if you find her in Bnei Brak, if you find her in Tzfas, if you find her wherever, give it to her there. Similarly, Ho'isha She'omra, if a woman says to her shliach likabolo, Hiskabeli giti, I want you to act on my behalf and receive the get for me, b'makom ploni, only in Yerushalayim. V'kiblo lo b'makom acher, and the shliach goes and receives the get from the husband in Bnei Brak, posel. Because here too, we feel, the Tanakhama believes, that the woman too might want bedafka, the get, to be received in Yerushalayim and does not want it to be given for whatever her reasons are in another city. So hold the Tanakhama. No difference, husband, wife. Rabbi Eliezer, however, disagrees. And Machshir, he holds in the case of a wife it's different. In the case of a husband, when he says, give the get to my wife in Yerushalayim, he's the guy who's giving the get. The get is really up to him, all depending upon him. So he can say, give it in Yerushalayim, give it in Sfas, give it only on the Tuesday, whatever it is. But the woman is much more passive in this situation. She receives the get even against her will, min ha-Torah. So therefore we can't say that she's going to make conditions and say, I only want it to be received here and there. If she says, I want it to be received in Yerushalayim, she really means, you know where my husband is? He's in Yerushalayim. She is only mar'oh lo mokom. She's showing him where he lives. And therefore, if he does not give it to her, he does not accept the get for her in Yerushalayim, but accepts the get for her in Bnei Brak, she is migureshes. Suppose the woman says to a shliach, the Mishnah continues, Haveli giti mi mokom ploni. Go and bring my get for me from Yerushalayim. I'm here in Chveis, in the spa, the Carmel spa in Haifa. So fine, this is where I am. Go to Yerushalayim and bring the get from my husband who is in Yerushalayim. Bring it here. Notice, she is not designating the shliach as her shliach kabbalah to receive the get on her behalf. She is making him a delivery boy. Pick it up from my husband Yishalayim, bring it to me here in Carmel Spa, and give it to me, and then I'll be a divorce at that point. In such a case, v'heviyu lo mimokom acher, suppose this shliach lo halacha, this delivery boy, finds the husband in Tel Aviv, and he receives the get from the husband in Tel Aviv, and then goes up north to the Carmel Spa and gives it to her there, then the Mishnah says kosher, because in such a situation, everyone agrees that she is not telling this delivery boy, you gotta accept it from him and deliver it to me from Yerushalayim. She doesn't give a darn where he picks it up. She's just telling him, my husband is Yerushalayim, go there, get the get, bring it to me, so I'll be finally divorced and putter from this guy. And so we have finished lesson number 21.